The Biden administration is putting $50 million into marketing and advertising the special enrollment period to guide qualified Utahns through the process of getting covered. Stacy Stanford with the Take Care Utah Network says health advocates have been pushing for the marketplace to reopen since the beginning of the pandemic.
Opening this door really just makes sure that we can reach folks that are disenfranchised through lack of internet access, or maybe, you know, English isn't a first language, or things like that. So this really expands our opportunity to get people covered.
Stanford says former President Donald Trump tried but failed to repeal the ACA, although he did cut funding for the plan, including money for registration assistance. During the 2020 campaign, Biden promised to expand and improve the program. Stanford says Take Care Utah is a network of nonprofit organizations focused on helping people with health insurance with a team of about 50 enrollment specialists across Utah.
Our team does free enrollment assistance, and you can find us online. We can set up free virtual appointments. We do things over the phone, over the computer, through text message even. We have a lot of ways to help people get signed up.
Stanford says Utahns should not believe the rumors that coverage on the health insurance marketplace is expensive. She says depending on your income, ACA coverage can be a real bargain.
And we saw this year premiums go down where there's, I think it's like 86% of Utahns can find a plan for less than $50 a month. And then we have half of Utahns qualify for help paying for their deductibles as well.
Information about enrollment can be found on upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.